The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, yesterday we asked Anthony for a favor, and I just realized, DJ Automatic, we threw our best friend under the bus. We threw him under the bus. Hey, happy Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You have to understand, we own this show here, okay, all of us, and we have a call every other Monday. And normally, all of us are on it. And sometimes Automatic and I slip up, and Anthony will text. Y'all gonna be on a call? What's happening? You're on a call?
Because hey, guys, they're waiting for you.
Yeah, yeah. So we jump on a call. So yesterday, the call's good. It's actually positive. It's been a little rough lately, right? And the big dog, the CEO, addresses Anthony A. And he makes like a joke, and it's crickets. And an Automatic said,
and it was a joke about his 5-year anniversary of being the president of the company.
Anyway, there's nothing. And Automatic says, I don't think Anthony A is on the call. And everybody was like, what happened? Where is he at? We forgot to text you. And I don't know what happened. You to get your invitation, so you weren't there. I'm sorry, because you always let us know.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the apology and stating of the facts. But I am, yes, I was actually resetting up my internet. So I didn't have any internet connection at the time. So
good
I was,
excuse.
It's not an excuse. Dog, it's really what happened, bro.
But that's and, what we can say.
And yeah, man. So that sucks. if you're missing something, don't look for Dana and Otto to call you. And say, hey,
oh,
where
wow.
you at, dog?
Wow, I feel like a bad friend today, though.
A little bit. You know, a little bit. But at least you're not a bad employee. Like I look to the company. So you know,
to
you. Yeah, dude, you just have to walk around with your moral guilt. I have to walk around.
I will say, one of the salespeople called me Anthony, so they thought you
were there. Yeah, they thought you were there the whole time.
And usually every time I'm on, nobody talks or says a word to me.
Ever! Like, it never happens. That's what I'm saying. I was like, of course. But that's what happens. Whenever you least expect it, that's when people reach out.
Yeah.
And I just feel bad because you're always a good friend and you let us know when we're not on the phone. So next time you're not on the phone,
there
I probably can't say that because I won't remember to shoot you a text. National Day, Anthony A.
Right, we have National Siblings Day, everybody. Oh. So shout out to all the brothers and sisters around the world.
Shout out to Matt T. and Sarah.
Yes, dude. I love my brother Daniel, my brother Angelo, and my sister Monica.
I was going to say, I don't have any siblings, and I like it that way.
We know.
Yeah,
we know you've got a lot of that
greedy only child
energy.
Syndrome. Let's go. We're my only children.
And, 174 years ago, on this day in New York, the safety pin patent and trademark was filed. It is International Safety Pin Day
right there. God bless whoever invented it. It has saved me when bras are falling apart, pants are too long, shirts are flying open.
Mm.
Thank you to the safety pin.
Who's the family that owns that patent?
I don't know.
Because let me tell you, they're secret rich.
Oh, man.
Whoever they are, we need to get our daughter to meet him.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going to talk about women sex workers who were preyed upon by a monster by the name of Brian Stephen Smith. Man is from South Africa, relocates with his wife to Anchorage, Alaska to work as a trucker.
Oh.
He begins picking up female sex workers. Now, it's not only sex workers, it's also just women who trust this man who appears to be a friendly guy. He really does. Looks like a nice dude. Got a mustache. Man, just said he's married. He doesn't look like some crazy guy driving a truck. One night he approaches a particular woman, tells her, I'm going to go get your money from the ATM. So he steps outside of his truck. She sees his phone laying there. She takes it, splits, jumps out the truck.
Oh,
about a month
so he got
later.
Got by the sex
yeah,
worker,
yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, I'm going to take your phone and sell it. She takes the SD card out and hooks it up to her computer. And what she found inside is footage of Brian Stephen Smith beating, choking, and murdering multiple women, including Kathleen Jo Henry and Veronica Abchuk, one of which Veronica is a Native American woman from Alaska. The woman who stole this phone could not believe what she was seeing. Here's some of the audio from that footage.
You live, you die, you live, you die. Sadly, in my movies, everyone dies.
The woman was so frightened. I mean, think about it. In that video, he's saying, in my movies, everybody always dies. And they did. This could have been her. She was scared because she stole the phone, but she called police.
Of course she did.
And she turned it in. At first, she lied and said she'd found the phone. And then she ended up confessing because she wanted him found. Gave police the description of the man who went into different truck stops and spoke to the workers who immediately recognized his voice because he has a South African accent.
Yeah.
So they pick him up And this guy is so wacky. He starts to tell everybody he's going to make them famous and confesses to every single one of those murders.
Oh, so why was he killing these women?
Some of his excuses were they talked back to him. One, he said, refused to shower. Either way, the judge sentenced him to life in prison with no possibility of parole.
And he said he was married, so what's up with his wife?
Married for over 40 years to the same woman.
Oh.
And here's her quote. I won't divorce him. I love him. He was great to me. Although he led another life, obviously, I said my vows, and I plan to be married to him for the rest of my life.
Damn. And I'm single. This is wild.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dana Cortez Show here on the radio. It's time to play Who's Lying. Kim is our contestant. Are you ready to play? You want to play, girl?
I sure do.
Well, let's do it, Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to play the game. We're playing Who's Lying. All right, Kim, we play this game, Who's Lying, because we're the Baby Morning Show. In order for us to be your new number one, your favorite, and knock everybody else out, is you got to get to know who we are. So we're going to go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves. One of us is telling a lie. If you guess who, you get to win some DCS merch. We got hoodies, t-shirts, crew necks. My name is Dana Cortez, Kim, and I'm a beast when it comes to playing Mortal Kombat. I used to play at the old school arcade back in the day.
Hey, now.
And recently, Automatic and I went to these new arcades, and I beat him. I was Sindel, and I pulled a fatality on his ass and won the game in front of everybody.
Hey.
Okay, DJ Automatic here. I am also somewhat of a gamer. I used to play a lot more than I do now, but I will say my last gaming experience, I played for 14 hours straight of GTA. Oh, and my wife told me, Dana Cortez here, told me, hey, I think I'm just going to get you a PlayStation 5 for Christmas. And I said, don't.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't think I can handle it because I don't think I can get my work done and have a gaming system again.
Yo, what up, Anthony A? And the only legit gamer in the room. My love for Madden started since I was a kid, but I picked it back up after my last relationship failed. And since then, I've been gaming, and now I'm the top 5 percentile of Madden players around the world.
Kim, somebody is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I'd say the last one.
Anthony A?
Yes.
He's lying. You're right. You won.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I don't really like how you call me the last one, but that's cool, Kim. Whatever. All right. Kim, you're the one.
Hey, Kim, you got to say Anthony A is lying.
Anthony A is lying.
Do you feel better
now? Nope. Now I know it. Now I know it's not.
Just
genuine.
The last one.
Yeah, the last one. She's still getting a hoodie, though, or whatever.
She's still getting it. What you want? You want a hoodie, t-shirt, or a crew neck?
A hoodie.
All right, got let's you. Go.
Keep beating him at Mortal Kombat.
I will. True story right there. All right, love you, Kim.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, now everybody listening, if you want to play Who's Lying, call us 877-730-DCS1 or shoot us a text and we will be calling you next week to play the game.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jelly Roll, arguably one of the biggest artists in the world right now. Started in hip-hop. A lot of folks don't know that. You know, he turned down meeting Diddy. We're going to play the audio of Jelly Roll discussing that right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
We have Sophia Carson celebrating her birthday. And happy birthday to you if you're celebrating your birthday today.
All right, so let's start off talking about my girl, Shakira. She did a collab with Grupo Frontera, entre paréntesis. And in the video, she's doing the washing machine, made famous by Selena, the Queen of Tejano. And on her Instagram, she wrote, this is my small tribute to Selena.
She's the dude. Washing machine.
And I just thought it was important to acknowledge just how much of a cultural impact Selena has had, even to this very day. How many girls and women look up to her.
Washing machine being a dance.
It's correct? A little dance, okay, yeah. Cool. She shows herself learning the dance. She had to learn the dance. Go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram to watch Shakira learn. And also just shout out to the queen, Selena Quintanilla Perez, from Cardi B to Selena Gomez being named after her. And now Shakira, she's still making an impact.
Looking for Selena.
All right, and finally, Jelly Roll, who really started his career in hip-hop many, many years ago, now has found himself so much success in country music. He always acknowledges, though, his roots. And here he is talking to the Cancel podcast about the moment he was asked to meet Diddy and why he said no.
I did Kimmel the day Diddy did Kimmel. This is the first time in my career ever where they said, do you want to meet such and such? And I said, yeah. And I started walking that way. And as I was getting down the hallway, this is a true story. I said, Nah. And went and got back in the car. And I made a joke at first. I was like, who don't want to meet the guy that got Tupac killed?
He said after that that nobody laughed and he kind of moved on, but he did not meet Diddy. It was bad juju. Mm-hmm. Bad mojo is what he said, actually.
Jelly Roll comes from hip-hop. And during that time when he was doing hip-hop, which is almost 20 years ago, the underground, which he was a part of, was not rocking with Diddy at all and the shiny suits. So I understand where he's coming from. Plus, you know, what he said about Tupac, a lot of people in hip-hop have known that for a long time.
I'm very interested to see the amount of people who come out who were cool with Diddy, right? Because you still have like Jay-Z got to speak up, Nas got to speak up.
And it quiet.
And all these people continuously, the Kardashians, the A-list of A-listers, I want to see what they say about their gut feeling and how they responded to Diddy.
Well, they're not saying one word. Mm. Everybody's just standing by and they're going to figure out, I guess, if this man is even arrested for anything. He has not been arrested. This is all speculation and you are innocent until proven guilty in the U.S. of A. But man, where there is smoke, there's ultimately fire. So we'll keep watching the story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, I'm going to kick off today's WTF story with this one. An Australian airline passenger was fined for peeing in a cup while waiting to get off the plane. Witnesses say the 53-year-old man was spotted urinating during a 20-minute delay on a tarmac.
I get it. When you got to go, you got to go.
The man was very intoxicated and actually spilled urine on a flight attendant while leaving. He was fined $395 for offensive behavior. Yeah, good. Disgusting. Who's ever had to go when you're in a plane or on a car or something? Get out and go to the bathroom, dude, sir.
I'm just thinking about that flight attendant. Your day's ruined after that one.
Yes.
I think, is that enough reason to go home?
Yes.
I think that should be right. Like, hey,
I'm off.
And she should get the $395 for the dry cleaning.
Yeah. Antibacterial wipes.
Anybody got any Lysol wipes?
All right. Let's go to Washington, where an elementary school experienced an unexpected turn of events, and they were forced to lock up the campus and have the kids stay in place because there was a mountain lion near the premise.
Oh, that's scary. Mountain lions eat little kids.
Come to find out, it was just a fat cat that was eating rats.
They had an obese kitty running around the playground.
I've never related to a cat so much in my life.
Obviously not running around enough.
All right. One thing you don't want to do is mess with single moms on the internet. Ashley McGuire, she posted that her husband, who is a chef, ghosted her while she was pregnant. So all the fellow moms got to work, and within 24 hours, they had his Bumble account, all his new socials, and his address, which allowed Ashley to serve him with divorce papers.
Ashley! Let's go, Facebook!
Don't mess with the moms.
What is her Bumble account now? That's what I want to know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Slurpee season is here. You got a bunch of kids? Or just you like to drink a lot of Slurpees? How about saving some money? We'll tell you how right now in food news. It's hottest hashtags on your Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
Sad news, because I know my daughter loves playing Wii. Nintendo has shut down online services for Wii and 3DS.
Oh!
Yeah, which affect games like Mario Kart 8, Splatoon, Super Smash. And I know it's old, but some people still play, and not everybody can afford a new game console. I understand it because Switch was released and now 139 million people have it. But what about the folks that still like to play the old stuff and don't want to go buy new stuff?
Better go get you a Switch.
Yeah, y'all better go check Goodwill's. They have some things over there for you to play with, dog. Or you don't have, just don't play online. That's cool. You know?
I mean, right. You don't got to play online. Yeah, right.
Shout out to the Wii. I mean, it was one of the better games.
My daughter's
consoles.
So into it again, you know, and I think it's a fun game.
RIP to all the TV screens that were busted because people didn't put on the controllers correctly.
Remember that? All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
It's Slurpee season, and 7-Eleven is going to give you $1.99 Slurpees, but here's the catch. You can use anything as a cup.
So you have to bring your own cup in.
You bring your own cup. And so you could bring a gigantic water bottle. You could bring a cowboy hat like they have in the advertisement. You could bring a fish bowl. You can bring anything as long as it's cup-like.
Okay,
and you can fill
it
with all the Slurpee you want for $1.99.
I was going to suggest for the moms out there to get something really big and share with your kids. But then I thought about drinking anything with little kids and they just backwash everything and there's floaties in the Slurpee.
Ew.
Maybe go for $1.99 for yourself and then another $1.99 for the kids.
If you don't want to bring something in, you can get just a regular old cup for a dollar.
I'm thinking going funnel system into an ice chest.
Oh my gosh.
Hey now.
And then add some vodka. Have a big old soiree. All right, Anthony A. National Day.
Fun fact on this.
Oh, wait. I didn't tell you what day it was.
What day is it?
It's on April 13th.
Oh,
okay. All right. Lucky 13th. All right.
Grab your cowboy hats or your fishbowls, ladies and gentlemen. International Safety Pin Day is today. 174 years ago today, the patent and trademark for the safety pin was filed.
I'm dying to know who the family is that owns that patent.
I don't know, but it's one of the best inventions ever. Every woman listening knows when a bra falls apart, when the dress isn't right, when the blouse is flying open, when the pants are too long, the safety pin comes to the rescue.
That is true. Speaking of coming to the rescue, your brother or sister might come save you. It's National Siblings Day, everybody.
Shout out to Matt T and Sarah.
Yo, shout out to my brother Angelo, my brother Daniel, and my sister Monica.
As an only child, I have a question. Automatic, you go first. What is it like, and what's the best part about having a brother and sister?
You have built-in best friends. You have somebody to play with at all times. I mean, my mom had 4 kids in 5 years, so it was like we had our own little classroom right there.
Nice, okay, dog.
Built-in Skeena. Anthony?
I'm going to have to say the ability to constantly be humbled.
Ding, ding. Because anytime I feel myself, the brother Matt will call me and be like, dude.
There's a moment when me and my brothers are all together, the first thing everyone looks at it goes, who's the fat one? And it changes sometimes. For a long time, it was my brother Angelo, but now that fool is the most fit out of all of us. So,
and who's the fat one now?
It's just tied between me and my older brother Daniel.
Gosh, Anthony, come on. We got to get you on your fitness. Shout out to Angelo, though, for doing his thing.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Sad day. I had to talk about the Wii being canceled online services, which is awful, Nintendo. And so Automatic Anthony and myself, Dana Cortez, are sitting here chatting about things that went away and now they're back. And I'd like to say I called the scrunchie a long time ago. Oh. Thank you, scrunchie. Thank you. Now, do I wear it in public? No. But I have a plethora of them at the Casa House in various colors.
That's obviously a female thing.
That's a girl thing for sure. Yeah. I have another fashion item I'd like to discuss. It sucked back then and you look stupid now. Parachute pants.
Oh.
They're back.
Like, and those are like the bell-bottom ones?
Or no, they're like made out of like parachute materials.
Damn. I wore some of those yesterday.
Well, she just told you how she felt about you, bro.
Automatic, you look good in them because you got big legs. You know I call my man out. I call Auto out if he doesn't look right. He look good. What's something else that's back? Oh, Automatic, DJ Automatic, vinyl. Wiki.
True, but the one thing I would say that's back that I never thought was going to come back are flip phones, because they're outlawing all the smartphones at school, so kids are buying flip phones now.
Well, apparently you don't know that many drug dealers. They never went out of stock.
Flip phones been around, honey.
Well, this isn't coming back, but I was blown away by this the other day when we were moving. We had a kid that was probably like 16, 17 years old, and he saw our DVD and VHS collection. He's like, oh my gosh, I never even seen these before.
Correction. He saw DJ Automatic's old DVD and VHS porn collection.
I can't let him go.
Shout out to your wife for letting you hold on to those.
No.
What if the internet goes down, Ed?
The young boy asked for some. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? This guy's only 17.
On to the next thing, disposable cameras. Those are back, okay?
Man, dude, you should have gave him the tapes he asked for, dude.
I said on to the next thing, Anthony.
That's a good ceremony for a man. All right, but yes, back to the next thing. Disposable cameras, right?
Yeah. You use those to take down pictures. Just kidding.
Well, hopefully not. I just said our daughter loves them, and she has to wait a full week for them to be developed and see that half of them didn't come out.
That's the funny part about them, dog, is that for some of the comedians I work with, they do those like Polaroids for meet and greets, and everyone loves it until you can't take another photo right away.
I know, you're waiting.
what do I look like in that? Well, you're going to have to wait for this one to air out, bro.
Shake it like a Polaroid and call us up. 877-730-DCS1. What's something that was hot back in the day? It was kind of gone, and now it's back. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.